Ahavas Hashem, love of Hashem is a key concept in Torah, in Judaism. Meaning we're meant to take the intellectual awareness that we have of the existence of an infinite being and then translate that into an emotional experience. If you learn through the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, Duties of the Heart by Rabbeinu Bachya, the basic premise of the book is that in addition to the actions we have to fulfill with our limbs, we have many mitzvahs maisius, physical mitzvahs to do. Sukkah, matzah, tefillin, mezuzah, whatever it might be. The Torah also commands thoughts, feelings, beliefs that we have to engage our hearts and our minds in. And those are what the Chovos HaLevavos are. Therefore, the Torah will tell us to do certain mitzvahs and to achieve certain emotions. And this is what Ahavas Hashem is, a mitzvah which is totally dependent on our heart. It's the essence of the human experience. It's a mitzvah that can be done any time, any place. And this really cuts to the core of who we are. And it's not a mitzvah that you can measure quantitatively. It's a mitzvah that is qualitative. And the truth is that all of these Chovos HaLevavos are interrelated. They build up a cohesive inner experience within a person. And this is your state of being, this is who you are. And ultimately it extends outwards and it manifests itself in actions. Shleimus in Avodas Hashem, being complete in the service of Hashem, isn't just a function of how much you've learnt or how quote-unquote frum you are by keeping all the mitzvahs with all of the chumras. There's an inner state of being, of love, of yearning, of being connected to Hashem. It also requires a sense of connectedness to ourselves and to others. And there's no limit to what we can achieve in this area. So loving Hashem is a crucial element for the inner dimension of a Jew who seeks greatness in Avodas Hashem. Tzadik Kabel, in his excellent, excellent book, Constance, speaks about this and explains how lacking love of Hashem is like you're missing an essential limb. If you like, Avas Hashem are the wings that lift us. They elevate our actions from being ritualistic, dry acts of loyalty to real Avodas Hashem. Love is the energy of the soul. It expresses itself through the mind and heart. It infuses itself into actions. The impact of our thoughts, speech and actions on the spiritual realm is also completely, dramatically increased when we're filled with Avodas Hashem. The Ramban adds that Ahava and Yira, love and fear, are the inner pillars of the heart. They're the mitzvahs, the states of being, that infuse our actions with power to make a deep impact in the world and on a relationship with Hashem. Ahava is more for the positive commandments. Yira is the energy to protect us from violating the negative commandments. And what we're doing is we're using the middah of Ahava, the attribute of love, to generate energy to connect to Hashem through the mitzvahs asei. And Yira to control our animal side, our coarse nature. This is a mitzvah we're obligated in at all times, in all places. But when we say the Shema morning and evening, it's a time to really deeply focus on it. And to start to figure out how to incorporate it into our lives.